Bill 2723B. Thank you all for being here on this lovely afternoon. Sue, would you please, could you please read us the bill, and then we can talk about the amendment.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2723B establishes a process by which a county or city may validate and an owner may record an established unit of land if the unit was unlawfully created by a previous owner on or before January 1st, 2007. Just to give you a little feel for what happened, since this was in the House committee originally, there was a work group set up on the Senate side, and an amendment was adopted that would have, it was at the request of the county recorders to prohibit recording of conveyance of a fee title for all units of land without inclusion of recording number of approved final subdivision plat or partition plat or a statement signed by the authorized county or city planning department stating that the division of land is lawful. Since the amendment was adopted and passed on the Senate side, there's been additional thinking on exactly some unintended consequences of that language, and additional language has been drafted in a dash B10 amendment, and its impact, it replaces the language in section 3 on page 2, lines 13 through 18, and its intention would be that the reporting requirements in this section would apply only to new lots or parcels established on or after the effective date of the act, and it shifts the burden of reporting from the clerks or planners to the seller of the property.
Thank you, Sue. And Representative Greenlick, since this is your bill and your chief sponsor, would you like to make any comments on either the bill or the amendment, the dash 10s?
Yeah, well, I think we all agree on the bill, and we had a large work group working on it with all the parties. Senator Beyer led a small work group in the Senate, which made some more changes on it. The unintended consequence of the change was this. When it's all new lots, when it was limited to all new lots, there was no problem. When it was expanded to include existing lots, and the regulation that you couldn't record an existing lot unless you proved it was a legal lot, the problem it created is that sometimes you have to convey an illegal lot. For example, in the settlement of an estate, you have an illegal lot, it owns to me, I die, have to do something with that lot, it has to be conveyed. If it's conveyed, a deed has to be recorded, and you can't make it a legal lot because it's not a legal lot. It's illegal, but you still have to convey it. So, as I understand, that was the basic problem created by the Senate amendments. The B-10s get out of that trap by, I guess, going back to basically new lots, or a more restricted version of what has to be recorded and what has to be provided with the recording. The amendment comes to us from DLCD, who was very much involved in the work group, and others have been involved, and I think nobody has any problems with the amendment.
I'm going to ask DLCD just to come up if you can and briefly talk about the amendments, and then we'll see if there's any discussions or questions.
That's good, because it's easy to fall off the deep end of this one if you're not careful.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Conference Committee. This is great. Conference Committee time. Congratulations. For the record, Lane Shetterly, Director of the Department of Land Conservation and Development. With me is Ron Eber. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I would describe this as sort of the Goldilocks Amendment. Too hot, too cold, now it's just right. We really believe so. We think that, and I want to thank the Representative Greenlick and you, Madam Chair, for and Senator Ivaki in absentia for the arranged non-concurrence here to allow us to do this, because we did see a potential problem with that prohibition on recording of documents in the Senate amendments. The intent was right, but we think that that could have led to some unintended consequences that could have made it impossible to record some conveyancing documents, and that would have been an unfortunate outcome. Here we have simplified it by focusing it on newly created lots or parcels, and we have put the onus for providing information on the seller of the property. That takes the clerks out of the role as gatekeeper, and it also avoids having to go. The other alternative was to go to a city or county planning department and have them certify that the lot was or parcel was lawfully created. That presented both a workload issue for those offices and a delay for parties seeking to convey deeds. Ron Eber, who knows a lot more about it than I do, is here. I do want to thank I think everybody who was involved in this on the Senate side anyway is on board with this amendment, the Realtors Association, clerks, counties, cities, and even the title companies, who you may recall were in and testified in opposition to the Senate amendment, are satisfied with this. So I think we really have nailed this one.
Thank you. Ron?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I won't add any detail to what my boss has stated, except to note that this has been a long-standing problem, and there have been numerous attempts at doing a comprehensive fix to approach it, and the fact that we have gotten all the different interest groups aligned to agree on something is significant. It sounds like an obscure topic, but it is significant, and we're real happy that we've been able to work this through.
Thank you. Any questions for the panel? DLCD? Yeah? All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Madam Chair, would you accept a motion?
I would like a motion. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move the House concur in the Senate amendment stated May 30th and that the bill be further amended with the dash 10s and repassed.
Okay, thank you. Representative Garrard has moved that the House concur with the Senate amendment stated May 30th and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Are there any objections? Okay, seeing none.
I need to do a roll call.
Okay, yeah, so we'll do a roll call on amendments. The clerk will call the roll, please.
Senator Avakian?
Aye.
Senator Beyer?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Senator Burnett?
Aye.
Chair Dingfelder?
Aye. The motion passes and the amendments are adopted.
I'll need everyone to sign this.
Okay. We need some carriers.
Move the bill first.
Yeah.
Oh. The full bill? Yes, because we did the amendments, right? Okay, good. So we need another motion.
Yeah. Madam Chair, I would move House Bill 2723 as amended to the floor with a two-pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Garrard has moved that House Bill 2723 as amended with the dash B-10s. I go to the floor with a two-pass recommendation. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Avakian?
Aye.
Representative Byers?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Greenlee?
Aye.
Senator
Brzezinski?
Aye.
Chair Dingfelder?
Aye. Motion carries, and the bill now is passed as amended, and I was going to ask Senator Byers if he would like to carry it again.
Sure.
We'll need a carrier on the outside as well.
And Representative Greenlee?
Thank you.
Since it's your bill, I think that's fitting. Okay, so we just need to sign this, and then we will close the work session.
You have to sign off.
Thank you for being patient for my first conference committee. Mm-hmm. Exciting.
I wasn't here. Sorry, I missed the whole show.
Okay, we.
Oh, did they help you along?
I tried to stall, but your Senate colleagues said.
That one bill we had last time. They're away from me.
Is there one more coming?
There'll be one more coming back down this way.
And nobody then got so much more complicated. They said, let's solve this problem with the floor.
Going.
There you go.
I miss land use.
We have what we signed. I'm going to sign Roger's sign. I'm hoping someone read this.
You what?
I'm hoping someone read this. Good job.
Are you signing for that?
I read it.
How many of these were signed?
Okay, that one's complete. Good.
Just
great.
Keep working. Keep on trucking.
I got this one.
Yep.
Good to see you again.
On House Bill 2723 is closed. And Senator, we've...